Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is January 22nd, 2020 and we are here in Israel, the Holy Land, holding short to this incredible day in history, witnessing so many dignitaries coming upon us and visiting us and to commemorate the 75 years of the liberation of Auschwitz. It's not a regular day in the history, and President Ruvi Rivlin made an outstanding invitation to all kings and dignitaries, representative presidents from so many countries, that we can only say how humble we are and how we are moved, and we would like to welcome you all to Israel and to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. President Rubin's event will be going down in history as one of the most incredible events in the century. Life will never be the same after you go away, but we will feel this honor and will be always humble by your contribution. This meeting, this forum of international sense, is to fight anti-Semitism and to bring home to all our Jewish diaspora that we are here together working hard to make sure that never again is today. Never again is not just a sentence that we declare upon. Never again is something that we hold dear to our heart. We are fighting for peace and we are standing with you all and thanking the moment in history that God gave us to honor all those people in the incredible, humble state of Israel. And I'm welcoming everybody to this show, and we're going to have an incredible guest in the half hour, Gior Eiland. So I hope that you understand that we are very touched. Thank you so much, and I'm so happy to be here again and after so long. Stay put. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
Biblical. Be beautiful. Wear your crown.
Rapping is my crown.
Do what married Jewish women have been doing for thousands of years. Celebrate the art of head wrapping. I'm Andrea Grinberg from Rapunzel.com. We have beautiful scarves, stunning accessories, scarves for faith, scarves for healing, and scarves for fun. Rapunzel.com. That's Rapunzel with a W. Or click on our banner on the Israel News Talk Radio homepage.
Rapunzel.com. Beautiful scarves, stunning accessories, paired with tutorials, support, and a vibrant community to give you everything you need to start and perfect your head covering journey.
Don't forget, join the Rapunzel community group on Facebook to see, learn, and share your beautiful wraps. That's Rapunzel with a W on Facebook.
I love Rapunzel.
I love Rapunzel.
I love Rapunzel.
Get 10% off your purchase with promo code RADIO. Go now to Rapunzel.com.
Thank you. And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. I would like to welcome all our listeners around the world, from United States, from Israel to Canada, United Kingdom, Norway, Germany, and the Philippines. Guys, I missed like a month of broadcasting because I needed to see the whole picture. Sometimes you need to step back to see it, what's going on. And trust me, there were moments that I was willing and running to the microphone just to talk, especially after Mr. Soleimani got dispersed from this world. It wasn't an easy ride the last few weeks. It was incredible because the Israeli show down on Prime Minister Netanyahu was incredible, the incredible sense of uncertainty. And that's what, in my conclusion, always is what starts anti-Semitism. When the world is going crazy, they don't know, they're not sure, they always go and blame it to the Jews. And you know why? Because Jews take responsibility always. So if they're coming complaining to us for some reason, you know, shed a light on what's going on. I got the feeling that sometimes they're right, they want to understand better, and we should deliver. We should deliver because we are the people of the book. We are the people that's supposed to be connected to God constantly, and we are the people that's supposed to shed light upon nation. That's why the Holy Land needs to be in peace. She needs to be in incredible state of renewal of connection with people, with the world, and with Jerusalem, the holy city for the whole world. And when they're coming today to honor Jerusalem and the memory of those incredible lost of the Holocaust, we must learn the lesson from history. But we all reminded every Passover, you know, on the table of the Jewish people, we have a saying that every generation, there will come a time that somebody will come after us. And sure enough, in this generation, we had Soleimani with his master plan that wanted to come and destroy and obliterate the state of Israel. Also, you know, facing with America, they thought. But in America, they couldn't face them because they're too small. And Iran's plan to destroy Israel is vanishing slowly because Soleimani's plan is gone. He was expanding the force of Iran all over the place, and that's why I invited incredible retired Major General Gior Eilon to be on the next segment. He's a man that can maybe shed some light of what's going on and what the situation is after. But bear in mind that we're not off the hook yet. We have to take precautions and make sure that every country that is in Europe, in the region, needs to be on alert constantly, making sure that that security is on the front line of everyone, that cybersecurity is in place, because with the new methods of those incredible hackers that running on the wrong side of the moon, we might engage in some cyber war that we didn't even plan. And when you are prepared, they cannot go over you. They cannot ruin you. That's why there are so many companies that are preparing cyber security. And, of course, the forces of the IDF and American forces in the region, and also the good people of Canada and United Kingdom and Norway that sends soldiers all over. They're doing well, and I know that Germany is starting to talk about what's going on and how we can prevent the next escalation of any kind of war. We don't want war because we are in the midst of development. This is a new age. That's why we are here, to prepare for the next generation of incredible mind incredible medicine, incredible digital forces that can save us from a lot of things. Now, David, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to be back. Yes, thank you. In the chat room, you can, of course, write to me, and if I have a chance, I'll write back. But I'd love you to visit and talk to us. It's an incredible day in history, and I'm so honored that I'm here back, because life is amazing, and we need to take a step back always and remember that the history teaches lessons that we need to really take advice from. Think about there is a new movie that called The Trial of Japan, or something like that. And it talks about the Japan's crimes in the Second World War, and what the investigation was doing there, and how they were amplifying the international justice. And there was so much debate there. And one thing that they are mentioning there that really got home to me was, crime against peace. You never heard about this, because people think about aggression always as war, and they condemn those who attack, and the right to defense is something that is notorious for everyone. And every time that they come and try to blame Israel when we are facing war every 10 years, and there is a constant attack. I would say that the balloon attack that is happening from Gaza Strip constantly every week and every day, that send with a siren the children of the southern part of Israel to shelter, those are crime against peace. And if anybody in the International Court of Law will even consider what those Palestinians and so-called Hamas unit that is in Gaza Strip, they need to bring them to justice. And we know that they are already a terrorist organization, and I congratulate also United Kingdom for declaring Hezbollah as a terrorist organization, because she is a part of the fighting of Iran. She is everywhere. Hezbollah been a force to reckon with for so many years. Israel been facing them in the war, the first war, the first Lebanon war, that it was in 86, and the second war, that was in 2006. And they are building tunnels, and we are going and catching them. The whole time that we have to spend as Israeli Defense Force is to safeguard from all those tunnels that they build. All this money that goes from Lebanon, and that's why we have people running in the street calling enough is enough, with the Lebanese people having to face Hezbollah daily, even in the government. And because they dissolved the government, they have a new one, but Hezbollah is still in play. And it's about time that the world unite in one force against forces of evil, against people that are enemies of the peace. Peace cannot be happening if we are not sure who is the enemy. And right now, Iran is definitely even the enemy of its own people, because you saw the demonstration in the street of Iran, and you can say that they are not happy troopers. All the money that the Iran government invests of building nuclear facilities, building missile of long range, creating some forces that send money all over the Middle East to expand their forces and the power that their regime wants to conquer. If we are looking back in history, and this day can remind us, and I see the connection, if Soleimani was eliminated is a gift to humanity because he wanted to kill millions. And it's not even a question mark if Donald Trump did something right or wrong about this. This something was the only courage of a great man like Donald Trump could have done. And I'm really appreciate him for taking the move to do the right thing in the right time. And if anybody had a question, he got them caught hot in Iraq with the head of the group that attacked the embassy. If you are the meeting in Iraq and the same day that the embassy is attacked, you can understand that they were not plotting any dinner or tea party. They were plotting how to destroy more of American forces, and their target is to move American forces from Iraq. And why? Because the region, the Iraqi region, was empty from the American forces that left, and the vacuum just gave them the opportunity to take over the economy of that state. And the economy of Iraq is vast. They have resources. They have a lot of things to do, and I'm sure that you guys understand that controlling that oil fields is essential for the resources that Iran has to implement their attack on other nations. So good for you, Donald Trump, and I know that we have an impeachment trial running in the Senate these days, and we're going to pray for you, and we are going to make sure that God knows how much we appreciate and thankful for you. So we are going to go up an hour and talk to Gear Island, God willing. So stay put, and we'll be back after this.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. It's an incredible day in the state of Israel, and of course, the people are going crazy, and something leads to another. And Gior Island, Major General, retiree, of course, was supposed to be on this on the air. He just got involved in a car accident. So I wish him all the best. I pray for his safeguard, and I'm sure that he'll be fine, I hope. And God bless, you know. People, okay, you remember we had stories in the world that saying that, you know, you don't want to go and drive in Colombia, because in Colombia, they are the most incredible, crazy people, and they drive like insane. And what happened is that in Israel, we have the same condition. People here are driving insanely. And because we have different kind of culture, we are involved. There are many Arab youth that feel that the streets are for them to conquer. And what they do constantly is they drive and usually semi-trailers, big cars, and the people are dying in the streets. So when you come to Israel, take the train if you can. Take the best route, you know, to going with somebody that you can trust. But driving alone is not easy, especially in the south where you have very, very narrow roads. I wish if you know, if Israel will take some master plan and adopt all those roads to a different kind of security level, because their level of security is not safe for that. Having said that, you know, infrastructure in Israel really bad. Let's do something about it. But let's go back to the Donald Trump, because he deserved this time. And I'm going to take this time to make sure that you understand that the sham of the impeachment trial is really a joke. Because Nancy Pelosi, that, by the way, is visiting Israel today, maybe she come to pray to God to help her through this, because only God can see her through on the other. Because if she ever win the next election, that will be a pure miracle, because the obscene selection of witnesses, the fact that they have a whistleblower that is not going to testify. You see, you can invent a whistleblower by all means if you don't give us a chance to hear. For me, is bogus. It's not real. It doesn't exist. I say, yeah, Nancy Pelosi does need a prayer, David. I know. She needs a prayer to get it all together. And, I'm not laughing because she's visiting Israel today. And I hope that God gets to her and, you know, come true to Hashem. As far as we are concerned, is like reveal that you made a mistake sometimes. And she did make a mistake, because first of all, insulting Donald Trump, the president and the leader of the free world, on the eve of the United Nations meeting was obscene as per se. At the same token, they did it to Boris Johnson, that sure enough, he kicked everybody from the house, and he got three quarters of the House now of Representative, and he's determined to go with Brexit on, and Brexit is happening. Now, Brexit is happening because we have somebody that is has a clear mind. The Queen of speech that was while I was absent, and I one day will sit with you and talk about the speech that she gave about the future of England. I'm sure that you're going to be very happy with her plan, because she's going to embrace technology. She's going to embrace, a rejuvenation of the contacts that England has with the rest of the world. She's going to empower England. And the fact that, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan decided to leave the responsibility, you know, it's a part of the game. People come and people go. If they want to do something for the youth, for their child, God bless them, you know. So this is a wonderful, people that do right things for themselves sometimes. For the others, it seems different. It doesn't matter. But let's go back to the trial of Donald Trump. Donald Trump trial. That's supposed to be open and closed deal in the Senate when they're going to bring any witnesses, because not just the majority is a Republican, so they're going to have an even-steven amount of witnesses, so they can interrogate and ask questions. But my issue is with the notion of, Donald Trump saying, do me a favor. And do me a favor is a very, very strong sentence that we all know from American friends. If you ever meet, when you're a stranger, you meet an American friend and you say, hey, do me a favor, you know, why don't you do that? It's not a favor of us. Do me a favor is usually after you talk to a politician, and you tell them, listen, there is a problem here and there. And he says to you, do me a favor, write it down and email me or tell me or call in the office and do that. Usually, do me a favor comes after somebody asks you something. It's not the opposite. People American negotiator on the top notch like Donald Trump and the rest of them. You never have do me a favor as a part of a negotiation skill. Do me a favor for a negotiation is already a lost game because you never ask for a favor if you want something. That's a no-no in negotiation. And anybody in the business world or successful businessman can tell, a woman, of course, and we have many of those, favor. Do me a favor. It's like begging. We don't beg when we negotiate. So Donald Trump, all attitude is do me a favor. Tell me what, tell me about that so I can help you with that, whatever you call. So let me give you a different perspective. The call of Donald Trump, just remember, the Ukraine president wanted it because he was opting for a visit, and he knew that Congress approved already the contribution that they're gonna get. You know, there was no question gonna get it. The Congress approved it. Once he spoke, he wanted more initiative from America, and that's where the do me a favor come. You know, you want this, but do me a favor, tell me what's going on for you from your side, so I can tell. This is actually a respectfully answer to the people who wanted something from Donald Trump. So I'm saying to you all, you have to look also from a different perspective, a cultural. When somebody is talking to you from a different country, I told you many times, again and again, that whatever you see or you hear is not what you actually really need to understand, because people speak in different languages, they are talking different culture, and you know, the culture of the Senate or the culture of the Congress is say in favor of, it's not when you do me a favor, it has nothing to do it. Do me a favor is the word, the key word. And you know, Alan Dershowitz routine is saying, well, it's not constitutional what you're doing. I'm sorry, you need to take it on a different note. You know, it's not constitutional, obviously, because you didn't give us a fair trial. You didn't tell us what's going to happen, you know, what the whistleblower said for real, what he heard, or who is it? He can blame a ruler of the free world without seeing who is the blamer. Who are they hiding? You know, it's like somebody, there is an alien that they're hiding. What, you know, there is no reason for not to expose the whistleblower, because he's trying to expose the leader of the free world. If you are trying to move such a power, you better have the guts to show your face. And I know that his name is out and about, so I know that in some sort he's gonna get, you know, ousted in some form, and they need to do that. And of course, poor Mr. Comey, he got involved, you know, FBI routine, and he made the wrong calls again and again. He acquitted Hillary Clinton, and he got shoved under the bus. God help us. When you're helping the wrong people in the wrong time of history, God interfere. And God interfere in my show today, because I was supposed to talk to this incredible guy, Gear Island, who is a friend, who is a former major general. So blessing for him, and thank him for agreeing anyway to come to the show. And we're going to go to a break, and I hope that you guys take the time to call if you want, and we'll take it to them, okay? So be there after this.
In a time where feelings have become fact, where rational thought and common sense has disappeared, one man stands above it all.
I'm Howie Sobiker, your political hitman.
Political Hitman airs every Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. North American time, 7 a.m. Israeli time, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis. So happy to be here from Jerusalem with love. So guys, we are honored to have kingdom in the land. You remember where everybody wanted to invade Israel? From every continent, they all come, all the king, they all have imperators. They wanted to conquer the state, the land of Israel. And Jerusalem was always the target. And why is Jerusalem the target? Jerusalem is the high of the world, of the spiritual world. And we have a situation in Russia right now that Russian is holding a prisoner that passed by the airport with with some pot, and she got thrown to jail for 7 years. For every gram that she had, she got a year. And she was passing through from India, and it's illegal in Russia, it's illegal in India, and it's illegal in Israel. So I don't know why people are so careless about their doing and how they ruin their life, of course, with using it. And I'm not saying it easily. I know that many people think that it's recreational, but anything that alter your mind is not recreational. Altering your mind is messing with the body, with the mind that God gave you. And I'm talking about alcohol too. Donald Trump does not drink. Do you know that? That's why he's so robust in his thinking, and he's so strong in his will to achieve. He goes without drinking, and people don't understand it. Why American lost power some in the last few years? And I'm telling you, it's alcohol. Alcoholism is devastating, like drugs. And like any other thing. And, you know, I in America, I used to drink too. And I know that it's fun. It's make you a little light. But boy, if you're missing on target, if you cannot drive, it means that you're ruining your life. So please understand that alcohol is not a friend, drugs of any sort. And even abuse of pills of any sort is the same routine. We need to control our willingness to alter our state of mind. I know that the pain that mankind suffer from loss of loved one, from broken hearts, and who knows better than me, the broken hearts is something that you cannot mend over the years. It takes forever. It takes forever because heart or love is eternal, like God. It's something that you carry with you constantly. So pain of that sort is sometimes so hard to handle. That's why the youth are getting impatient and they suffer so much. And I want you to take one sentence from the brave and the sage in the Jewish history that say, be kind to the youngster. You know, just be kind to them because their heart is so fragile. They don't know how to handle things. And, you know, from experience, you can say, oh, it shall pass. Yes, it shall pass. But while it's there, it's very painful. So when people are in pain, they're doing stupid things. And I know that the abuse of the system sometimes get them in a place that they want to disappear. That's why people, you know, in Israel, two days ago, two beautiful girls, just jumped off a building to their death. And why? Because one was hurt by her family member, and the abuse of, you know, of any kind is something that is becoming prevalent in society. And people do know that the Women Liberation League does not exist anymore because they don't talk on the right issue. And most likely they are judgmental even against women sometimes, even though I make a part of, you know, liberation of women, freedom, et cetera, et cetera. But you would not see me demonstrating or talking against women like sometimes they do or they act upon. So let's go back. Today in history, the 22nd of January 2020, what a great year is going to be if we choose right, if we unite forces, and if we take responsibility, everyone is in his area. You know, there are a lot of great leaders in the world. If we just divide the job of security, we can handle it. For example, the European Union does not have regulation against drones, something that is already taking place in America, in Israel it exists, and other nations do have act to support and cover it. I know that there is a need also to other things that I offer to a big company like Rafael. But once, you know, you cannot just give it to them. You need to come with a plan. That's why it's so difficult. But there are plans in the making, and we have ideas that can explore a new horizons, especially with the Space Force that Donald Trump is giving us. Can you believe it that we're going to have a Space Force? You know, hallelujah. It's awesome. And United Nations have ambassador for the aliens, so we got to cover. I don't know if one day that might be a use to that ambassador, but seriously. A Space Force will take care of, you know, anybody who's trying to outsmart America or the world, because America is the force of God. And as David says here in the chat room, Trump is anointed leader. Of course he's anointed. You cannot be in such a magnitude if God didn't touch you or didn't give you the go and let you lead the world. And he's leading the world, you know, in with embracing all those youth, you know, this amazing shows that I can see how many people, they just love him. They come and they talk to him and they want to be a part of it. His spirit is so bright and his love is so sincere. He comes and he has tears in his eyes when he see all those people clapping. You know, a man like this that get emotional because they give him respect means that he's not taking anything for granted. And that's what I want you to know, that don't take anything for granted. You make a plan, as Kalman in our tech room said, you make a plan and God laughs. God has a plan of his own. And if he wants you to be there, he let you. If you are not a part of that game, stay put. Maybe a better play is in place for you. But just remember, when you're waiting for God, you should take action. Don't wait for God. You've been anointed. Let's assume that somebody is being, you know, revealed God's glory. Just remember, you don't wait for him. You do the action. He will reveal itself to you every time you need to make a turn or change or anything. But just remember, your action is essential. Go on and make sure that your walk is straight under in the light of the sun, under God. Because more you do a good act, more new road open to you. More new road open to you, more opportunity you get. More opportunity you get, more sage and smart and maybe wealthy you become. More wealthy you become responsible. More responsible, you have to take care of people. If you miss that, you're going to go back all the way again. Never undermine the responsibility that you have if you are wealthy. That's the important thing that life gave us to learn constantly. You have to be cool about what you get, and you have to remember it's not yours. It's all in God's life food that he gives you. It's all in God's charge. He owns all the wealth in the world. And when he shares it with you, it's because you are responsible to share it with the rest. Be a great leader to the world. Be a part of the people who loves others, and be, you know, with us. Come to Israel sometimes, you know, when there are other people that are out a little, because right now you cannot get to Jerusalem even for the life of you. But you make sure that you come and you pray. And even in your own house, even in your own place, just make sure that you make a stage and place, give God space, because he does deserve a space. When you ask where God been all this time, it's wherever you leave God, that's where he is. It's a part of your life, if you like it or not. Just make sure to know, then realize that you need to honor that space. So we're done, I guess, for this session. I'm so happy to be back. I love you. We'll talk to you next week. Just make sure to pray with us for the safeguard of Jerusalem. And may God speed you all. Peace with you, peace when you get out, and peace when you go. God bless you. Ciao, ciao.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Morris from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.